He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 481. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I promise I will answer all my email. Okay. A fairly interesting show for you this week. We're kind of going to be all over the place, and we do that intentionally to make the show interesting. I got a lot of great response from last week's show, if you recall, in show 480. We did a preview of a bunch of cameras that I have, security cameras, all over the place, and I will pick up with that again this week briefly. I will show you a couple other cameras that I deploy, and I will also tell you kind of which cameras have been totally outstanding for me and why I like some better than others. And some of these brands I'm sure you have never heard of. So if you're in the webcam market, you may want to stay tuned and watch this. So if you didn't see last week's show, show 480, you can actually go back onto the Gadget Professor website and watch the previews of some of the cameras. I think it will be very helpful for you. So check that out. Okay, so we are going to begin the show today with a little ketchup. Not the kind of ketchup you put in a hamburger. Last week, we had a viewer write me, email me, and say that he was buying this ConnectSense router rebooter device. And it's a very clever device, and he followed through with me. They're actually sold out at this point. But what this will do is it will automatically set your router and your modem at a predetermined time every day. And what's cool about this device is it actually will detect when your internet connection is down. It does that through a process called ping, P-I-N-G, which we won't get into today. But interesting device for sure. And of course, our tech consultant in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Mr. Alan Goldstein, immediately called to our attention that why buy this? You can just use a timer. That is true, and that will work. What's neat about this device is if it doesn't need to be reset, it won't reset it. It will detect if the ping is missing. In any event, he tried this out, and he just wrote to me yesterday saying that he's returning it. And the reason he's returning it, as I understood it, is that his internet went out again, and he unplugged everything and plugged everything back in, and bada boom, bada bang, his internet problem was fixed. So he's sending this back. So I hope I got the story right. I will keep you posted on that. Okay, now what we're going to do is take a look at some cameras today. And one of the cameras I'm going to immediately bring to your attention, and I'm not going to show you this week. I'll show it to you next week. And the reason is because I have three of these cameras outside, and they're all down because I pulled them down and I'm changing the position of them. I also have several indoor cameras that are made by this company called Yi Outdoor Security Camera. If you've never heard of it, you want to be aware of this company. They make fantastic products at extraordinarily reasonable prices. I have three of these particular outdoor cameras. Right now, they're running a sale on the Yi store for $39. You might want to check Amazon, but you're going to be hard pressed to find a better outdoor camera for $39. Again, here's the four pack that you can buy for $89. These are all indoor cameras, by the way, for $89. Again, very reasonably priced. high quality cameras, great resolution, great response time. Everything they say about these cameras works. They work with Alexa, they work with Google, you name it, they will do it. Excellent monitoring service, so I can't speak highly enough about them because they just work so well. They're so affordable, and probably in my top three picks would be the Yi camera. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to attempt, and I do mean attempt, to get my iPhone online here. Let's go down and pick that off. And what I'm going to do is I am going to push on the Amarillo cameras. And oh my God, these things are great. So I have two of these hooked up right now. One is in Rhode Island, and I'm going to push on that. And there we go. And boom. This is on 24/7, this camera. It will rotate up and down. I can rotate it to the left or to the right. This works real well. I'm going to tell you something about this particular camera. I have had this particular camera operational for over 5 years without ever going down. Amazing. Now, the other thing that I can do with this is I have several cameras on this. This one is in Arizona. Same thing. This one has been up for about 4 years. Again, I could pan left and right, and it does a very good job. What I like about this particular camera is it's been up for, one's been up for 3 years, one's been up for, I think, 5 years, I think it is. Unbelievable. If the internet goes down, these cameras, bam, they come right back up. So really nice cameras. I think, I would highly recommend them. Let's put it that way. Again, in my top three. You may not believe that, but they are definitely in my top three. Now, let me get back to the webpage. Here we go. This is their website, and I want to point out that the Amarillo cameras are extremely high quality. They're not cheap. They are quite expensive for what you get, but look at all the different types of cameras they have, and there's a camera pretty much for everything. I don't have this one, but I love it. The world's first bulb camera. Look at this crazy thing. This actually goes into a lighting socket. Look at that. And it follows you 360 degrees. Really, really cool. I really, really like their cameras. They got pretty much anything that you're looking for, they will have. And some of these could be $400, $500, $600. Most of their all of their outdoor cameras are weatherproof, 360 degree tracking. They have voice greetings, 256 military grade encryption. And literally, if you are looking for a particular camera that's unique and heavy duty, this is the way to go. Really, I can't say enough about their cameras. They frequently go on sale. You can check them out on Amazon. Here's a bunch of them right here that I actually posted up. So any one of these Amarillo cameras will work flawless. Again, 5 years, never going down. One of the other things you want to remember about a security camera is, what is its ability when the internet goes down? And your internet's going to go down because of a snowstorm or someone had an accident and pulled out the power pole, whatever the case may be. It's the ability of the camera system to come back online when you're not there, and it knows the internet it is up and it automatically connects. You would be surprised how finicky some of these cameras are. So the Yi camera, YI camera, works great, and the Amarillo camera works great. And those, again, are two of my top picks. And if I had to throw another one in there, I begrudgingly would put Arlo in there, begrudgingly, because the Arlos are flaky. At least the ones I have are flaky. Sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. If you don't have power going to the Arlos, the batteries die. And the only way I will use an Arlo system is if I have power to it. All right. Let's move along. A little bit of news for you today. Wemo, which is a great company, Wemo just put out a Wi-Fi smart outlet. And I have used the Wemo products for many years. This one is for outdoors with Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. You want your trees and your Hanukkah bushes to be lit on a timer automatically, or you just want to say, Google or Alexa, turn on my tree or turn on my porch lights. This will work outdoors. It's completely waterproof. You get two outlets there, and $39, not a bad price for what it is, and you may find that nice. They have a sale going on right now, so if you go to the Wemo website, you will see that. I think you can also purchase these on Amazon. Okay, let us move along. Let's get into some apps of the day now. Here is the Roku channel app. So this will allow you to have all the Roku functionality and stream well over 1,000 shows right on your smartphone. So check that out. The Roku channel app, Roku, watch free movies and TV and stream live channels. Wow. Kind of nice. I have used this on my Android phone. It works well. I have not tried it on the iPhone system yet. Okay, speaking of Android, this app, listen, with the virus going around right now, let's see if we can get that back in there a little bit better. There you go. With the virus running around right now, this DJ app and mixer is going to give you peace of mind when you give this app to your kids to play with. You won't see them for hours because this thing is highly engaging. It makes them a DJ. It transforms your Android device into a full-featured DJ system seamlessly integrated with your music library. DJ gives you direct access to all music on your devices plus millions of songs. You can perform live remix tracks or enable the auto mix mode and let DJ create seamless mixes for you automatically. Whether you are a professional DJ or a beginner who simply just likes to play with music, DJ offers you the most intuitive yet most powerful DJ experience on your Android device. I did install this for about 20 minutes, played around with it. Works real well. I'm telling you, your kids are going to go bonkers with this. Check it out. All right, the iOS 14 is available, and you might want to play around with this, or you might want to put it on your phone if you have not yet. I did put it on, and it's kind of neat because what it does is it actually allows you to, I'll call it a cluster, they don't call it that, but you actually can put together a group of apps under one folder, if you will, and I find that pretty nice. The widgets at present time, at a glance, can be pinned in different sizes and directions. So what I have done is I have put all my photo apps under one folder, if you will, and I just go to that folder and pick out the one that I want. Same thing with the video, same thing with photos and security apps. So this is a clever experience for you. If you haven't played around with it yet, iOS 14 is pretty good. I like it. It gives you a lot of functionality. Okay. Another app that is very good is called Venmo. This has been around for a while, and if you ever need to get money from here to there, from you to a friend, or to pay a bill, or anything like that, this is fast, safe, and allows you to do social payments. You can pay, you can receive money from it, you can get paid, you can shop, you can share, and you can join more than 60 million people who have actually used this app. It's totally free. You can pay friends. You can set this up to make payments for you. It's very clever. I have used it. I've had no problems with it, and it comes in pretty handy. Definitely does. So check that out, called Venmo. There are other sites like this, other apps like this, but this one's pretty good, and it's tried, true, and it definitely works. Now, this next app is for any platform. It's called Adobe Acrobat Reader. There are a lot of PDF platform readers out there. I find this to be free and works on any platform. It's also the de facto best platform out there, I think. Adobe pretty much created the PDF, and there's no reason not to use this. It's the best one out there. It's free. The free reader PDF app is trusted by millions and millions of people around the world. The Adobe Acrobat Reader is a free global standard for reliably reviewing, signing, and commenting on your PDFs. If you have a PDF need, this is the app you want. Don't go with those secondary apps. Yes, they work. Yes, I've used them, but this is the king of them all. And just go for the best, the Adobe Acrobat Reader. Okay, our next app is called Documents by Readable. This is a very good app. This is totally free. You will have in-app purchases if you so desire, but the free app should do everything you want. Now, why would you want this Documents by Rito? Well, a central hub for all your files. Listen to this. You can read, listen, view, annotate almost anything you want on your iPad and iPhone. Files, documents, books, any content is home in the document in this Documents file. This is something that is a must. You can import and save files. You can import files from your computer, from the cloud, pretty much anywhere. You can download files from the web. You can store email attachments. You can save web pages and read them later. You can manage files. You can create folders. You can zip and unzip. You can color tag. You can drag and drop. This goes on for probably 2 hours, all the things that you can do there. You can, of course, read your PDFs and mark them up. We talked about that. You can listen to music online or offline. So it's kind of like a portable Dropbox, but this one's free. So by all means, check this out. High, high quality. Very nicely done. This is going to get my app of the day for sure. And the last app, folks, today is called FaceApp. This is the artificial intelligence face editor. Trust me, folks, if you're watching the Gadget Professor Show, you need this FaceApp. It's going to make you look beautiful, marvelous. This is what you want to use when you want to make yourself readable. When you want to look perfect for the magazine shot, this will allow you to change your mug and make it look really cool and professional. And like I said, if you're watching this show, you're going to want to get this app. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Have a good week. Wear your face mask, and I will talk to everyone next week. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.